and are one of the hottest teams in junior hockey. Their assistant coach, Jamie Heward. We love chatting with him. He joins us now on the program, Sportsnet 650. How are you, Jamie?
Good, boys. You?
We're doing awesome. Not as good as you guys. 11 in a row. I don't know if it's fair to say, oh, that came out of nowhere, but it kind of did.
Well, yeah, right. It didn't come out of nowhere, but it wasn't, I don't know if it was expected. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. We were in that kind of that 500 mentality of, you know, win a couple, lose a couple, get ahead, take a couple steps back. And you know what? You can put a couple of things together that, you know, kind of gave us a boost, and obviously some trades and just, you know, getting guys back healthy and kind of, you know, once everything settled down after the trade deadline, just kind of getting everybody together and just trying to build off of that. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, was that, you know, the trade deadline being done gave us a little bit of a boost.
Well, and you don't want to put a ceiling on your team. I know that, and you've been evaluating it for a while. But with this run and the dramatic change in where you find yourselves in the standings, all of a sudden you're battling Victoria for second. Has your view on the ceiling of this team as a coaching staff, has it changed? Have you had to shift your focus a little bit?
No, I don't know if we've changed our mindset of what we wanted to accomplish. We sat down at the deadline and after the deadline and just basically said, you know, let's get as good as we possibly can going into the playoffs. And if that means, you know, a couple of good runs where you put a couple streaks together, or if it means just being ultra consistent every night, whether you win or lose, if you're playing the right way, it can lead to good things. And I think that approach from, you know, from us and the players has been a good one. They don't feel as though there's a ton of pressure for them to win every single night, but they want to play the right way every night. And if it leads to a win, then we've done our job. So I think the shift in mentality has been a good one for our guys, maybe taking a little bit of pressure off them and just going out and trying to work as hard as they can and see where it goes.
Well, and it kind of seemed like, you kind of look at the breakdown for your club. I mean, the goal differential is really solid. You're plus 23, and it's probably a better indicator of how the season has gone as opposed to, say, the overall standings. And these past games you guys have won put yourselves in that top three spot. And how important is it for the mindset all of a sudden? Because you have these young guys and some players with experience based on what happened last year in a deep run you made. But when you're not having that success throughout the year, it's hard to believe to that big degree. But now, does that mindset kind of shift, and you believe that, okay, we get in, we can make a deep run again, like we can be one of the top teams in the WHL?
Well, I think obviously scoring goals gives you great confidence. I mean, it'd be crazy to say that it doesn't. It gives you a sense of purpose, that all the hard work and maybe the struggles that we went through at the start of the year, not scoring goals. You know, a lot of guys are getting breaks now. They're working for their breaks. They're not just expecting pucks to go in. They're working for those opportunities. You know, I mean, everything kind of goes. Hockey's very cyclical. I mean, you know full well, if you're a prolific goal scorer, you're not going to score, you know, every night. You kind of go in streaks. And our guys have just bought into working hard for their points right now. And, you know, we found a couple lines that are gelling well together, both 5-on-5 and then power play. So, you know, and we're getting those shots off a shin pad. We're getting those shots. We're getting breaks that we potentially weren't getting at the start of the year. They were there, but we just weren't getting them. So I think guys are starting to feel successful on how their work ethic is paying off, and they're starting to score goals, which is a great thing.
We're talking to Vancouver Giants assistant coach Jamie Heward here on the program with Zach Shaw and Andrew Walker on Sportsnet 650. And the fact that you guys were buyers at the deadline probably send a really good message to that locker room as well. And, you know, we've talked about this when it comes to the Canucks. They went out and got Toffoli when guys got injured and they wanted to give themselves a chance to win. You can see that the team got a boost after that happened. How big of a boost does a team get when the GM and the coaches go out and acquire more talent to help out the group?
Well, it obviously sends a message to the guys that we believe in what they're doing. And I'll go even one step further. Right around the deadline, we had a pretty big weekend where we were in Kelowna and we were in Kamloops. And we kind of challenged the guys, and we had talked with ownership, and we had talked with Barkley, and sat down as a group and just said, you know, this is a telltale weekend for us on, you know, where are we going? Are we going to, you know, buy? Are we going to potentially move some guys to get younger and start a rebuild, or potential, you know, get draft picks? And we had a pretty good weekend, even though we were short-staffed. We had some injuries. As a group, the players had a little bit of a meeting internally and just said, no, we can do this. Like, we want to stay together, and we want to try and give this a shot. So it made us feel good that, you know, what we were trying to sell to them was rubbing off on them, and they right. did believe. But it always sends a good message when, you know, an ownership group and a general manager and coaches believe in what we're trying to do here and go out and get a couple players to add to that. And, you know, we trusted and believed in the character of our room, and, you know, it kind of shone through at the right time.
Jamie Huard, our guest. I was listening to the franchise record tying win on the weekend. I was actually listening to the radio broadcast in the third period. Was that, do you feel that the third period comeback against the Hitmen, is that your signature game of the season?
Well, it certainly didn't go the way the coaches wanted to at the start.
Yeah.
And put a little bit of, you know, stress and strain. I mean, obviously, you know, all streaks come to an end. And what we were, you know, talking about was, you know, how is it going to end? You know, is it going to be tonight? Is it going to be like this, you know, losing 5-2? You know, or is it going to be one of those things where we battle back? You know, we went into the third period saying, okay, win, lose, or draw, we need to build momentum for tomorrow night going into Everett. And, you know, the guys just bought in, and we got a couple breaks, and everything went well. And then, you know, we fell a little bit short in Everett, but we played very well as a team, and felt that, you know, the way that it ended, you don't like it to end, but the way that it ended was through hard work, and we just fell a little bit short. So we were certainly a lot happier the way it ended in Everett than it would have been if we would have lost 5-2 against against Calgary.
Hey, so with this weekend, we also the David Ayers story on Saturday night with Carolina. What happens in your league? Like, what would happen, knock on wood, if both of your netminders at the WHL level were to get injured?
I can honestly tell you, I don't know.
Is it like I've never Scotiabank skater, like the kid has to play, or
I don't know. I can honestly tell you, I think you might have to dress
a player. Yeah,
you might have to throw the pads on Bowen Byram. I don't know.
Well, no, the Colorado Avalanche would not want him.
No, they wouldn't approve. But you're going to go around and go, okay, who played goal?
Yes.
in might see.
Yeah, because there's no Bantam kid sitting in the stands, right? Like, there's
no. I don't honestly know. Obviously, in the playoffs, you have the ability to add another guy to the roster, and he can be around, and then you would have the ability to put someone in, but it's I don't know. But I mean, what a phenomenal feel good story. You know, it's probably as good as it gets at the National Hockey League level, for sure.
He is Jamie Huard, long-time NHLer and now assistant coach of the Vancouver Giants. Congrats on the winning streak and tying a franchise record. Pretty exciting stuff. Go start a new one this week.
All right, thanks, guys. All right, I appreciate it.